Hour four continues here on First Up. You're listening to TSN 1050 in Toronto. And Toronto sports these days, not the best. The Leafs lose again in the first round. The Blue Jays are below 500. The Raptors are in a rebuilding phase. But we are thrilled to have a man on the line who helped bring an incredible amount of success to our city, a huge part of the 2019 Toronto Raptors NBA champions. Here he is. It's Danny Green with us here on TSN 1050. What's up, Danny? How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing well. Appreciate you having me on.
It's great to have you, and you and the entire 2019 Raptors team bring back so many great memories, not only for us here on this show, Carlo and I, but the entire city of Toronto. And I know you are beloved in this city. Anytime you return, the red carpet is rolled out. When you think back to those days, almost five years ago now, what are your primary recollections?
Yeah, it's just crazy how it's almost been 5 years. It seems like it was not that long ago. But I just remember the group, man, how much fun we had. And now I'm getting a chance to watch those guys play in the playoffs right now, too. You know, OG, Pascal, they're going at it right now. so, yeah, get a chance to watch, you know, during the year, Fred, you know, those guys have, you know, changed teams, changed organizations, but have flourished. So it's amazing to see.
Yeah, you mentioned OG and Pascal going head-to-head. New York and Indiana, the Knicks taking a 2-0 series lead. OG, unfortunately, suffering a hamstring injury last night. But when you think back to your time with the Raptors, being around those guys every single day in 2019, what do you think it's like on the court between those two? A lot of trash talk, or is that not how those two roll?
I don't think so. I think they're just hooping. They're real competitors, but I think they have a ultimate respect for each other, but there might be. I don't know, but it does suck to see OG go down. I hope it's nothing serious. Hamstring, he was playing really well before the hamstring happened, so hopefully there's good news today.
So, Danny, reflecting back on your Raptors career, you guys won it in 2019, and it took you a couple years to receive your ring. How much anticipation did you have knowing that you've seen what the rings look like, but you had to wait a long time to get yours?
Yeah, the COVID years, man, it was kind of crazy. I hadn't gotten back. The team moved to Tampa for a year, so we waited. But it was definitely well worth it. I wasn't in any rush. You know, luckily for me, I was very fortunate to be able to win in San Antonio and then in L.A. the year after. So I was able to receive my rings from those organizations pretty quickly. So, you know, I wasn't in a rush. I wanted to do it the right way and kind of do it in front of the fans, which was a great thing.
Our guest is Danny Green, three-time NBA champ, NBA on TNT analyst, the host of Inside the Green Room, excuse me. We've seen some amazing performances so far in these NBA playoffs. I think about Jalen Brunson with those four straight 40-plus point games. Anthony Edwards has been an absolute animal for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And you were standing there alongside Kawhi Leonard back in 2019, where night after night, he did incredible things for the Toronto Raptors. How would you put what Kawhi did, I guess, over the entirety of an NBA playoff run? Those guys are not there yet, up against what guys like Brunson and Edwards are doing so far.
Yeah, they're doing some really good things, man. Especially for Anthony Edwards being so young. Brunson leading this New York team to, you know, some great levels, especially with the injuries. So it's hard to compare, but it's very Kawhi-like. But we'll have to see how far they continue to go. I don't want to say too much or compare too much until, you know, we see where both those teams end up at.
Danny, are you surprised in all of your playing experiences, playing alongside Kawhi Leonard and seeing the impact he had with you as well, helping the Raptors win a championship? He moves to the L.A. and plays for the Clippers. Are you surprised to see that Kawhi hasn't helped the Clipper team win a championship yet?
He has had injuries, which has happened. He said he's not getting any younger. But those injuries have, you know, kind of not allowed him to do that, and not just his injuries, but injuries of his teammates. So it is shocking that they haven't been able to get to where they want to be, at least the finals. But I'm sure that you know, depending on what they do this summer, they're going to make the proper moves. You know, I think his window, he's probably got a couple more years to finally get it done. So I think we'll probably see them, or that group, if he can stay healthy in the playoffs, that they'll probably finally get to the finals at some point in the next couple of years or so.
Danny, is the 2019 Raptors group chat still alive, like on WhatsApp or text? Like, is there anything active with that or not?
No, I mean, everybody has had way different lives from 5 years ago. You know, Serge went to different places. Marc Gasol went to different places. You know, Fred, is it OG Pascal, the guys, Kalo. I was good to watch him in the playoffs this year, too. Him ball out, especially at his age, to still be able to do it. But, yeah, it was 5 years ago. That group chat, very different now. People are very different. Everybody's in different places. So, yeah, group chat is not around anymore.
Nice. The thing said on a group chat.
What would you pay to see that group chat, Coco? Read all the messages.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about Marc Gasol chugging rosé on the side of a bus.
Oh, yeah.
Back in that title.
Kawhi.
Title day.
What to do, baby?
Yeah. Yes. Was Kawhi an active participant in the group chat?
He participated. I think it's one of those things that every year you have a group chat with your team.
Right.
You know, whatever team you're with.
It's different, yeah.
Once you kind of leave that team, you go to another team, you have your group chat with that the next group. So, but he let people know information that was needed to be known in the group chat. And I think a lot of things changed after that summer when guys decided to go other places, or when he decided. And then I ended up going to L.A. on the other side. A lot of that changed once we let the guys know, like, you know, we're going to these places, so different group after that.
So, Danny, you've had a long career playing basketball, almost 15 years playing in the NBA. I'm not sure if you got a chance to, and you're very athletic, very talented with your craft, but I'm wondering if you got a chance to see Austin Rivers' comments, I believe yesterday was released, when he shared that he believes that there's at least...
It's a viral thing. I think it was the day before yesterday, but it's a viral thing.
Okay, yeah. About his belief that there's a lot of NBA players that could play in the NFL, step right in and play in the NFL. Do you believe what he said? Like, is there a lot of NBA players that have NFL talent?
I think there's a lot of guys on both sides that have talents to kind of do both. Mind you, there are a lot more, I mean, there's less teams in the NFL, but there's a lot more players, bigger rosters on the NFL side. But yeah, I think, you know, if they say we're the most athletic sport in the world because we're the most adaptable. So, you know, we're able to, if you give us, I guess, a certain time period, we're able to do other sports better than other guys. Doesn't mean we're the professionals at it, but if you throw us in other sports, because we do not just the physical and athleticism, but the hand-eye coordination, that, you know, because we have all those things in our sport, that if you put us in other sports and give us, I guess, a certain amount of time of training, we'll pick it up faster than the other sport people will. Like, I don't know if you put us in, not saying that we'd be great at it, but hockey, is if you take the hockey players longer to adapt to basketball than it's basketball adapt to hockey.
Could you skate?
You know, that type of thing.
Do you think you can adopt the playing hockey? Okay, yeah.
I'm just giving you these examples. Probably bad.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good.
Us adapting to other sports is supposedly easier, or not easier, but we're able to adapt quicker than they are to adapt to our sport. But I respect all crafts, all professional levels. It is not easy to do any sport. I don't know where I read this or where science shows, but, you know, there's always the argument that basketball players are the best athletes in the world, and I think it's because we're able to be more adaptable. You know, if it's, we're going to boxing, I do think there's NFL players that are very talented as well, and they're able to adapt to the NBA too. So nothing taken away from them and vice versa.
I would love to challenge you and anybody else on that. I'm a former hockey player, so
You probably guys, you guys are probably, to me, I think it's the hardest sport. Hockey's probably the hardest sport to me.
Well, yeah, you're skating on edges, right? I mean, it's
hand-eye coordination, moving fast as hell.
Right. No.
So I don't. Like, they had a release of the toughest sports this year. I think this year, like the top 100 toughest sports, top 50 or whatever. I don't think basketball was on it. I think it was like MMA fighting or boxing.
Oof. I would hate to be so, that.
Yeah, MMA is pretty hockey, tough.
Which,
yeah.
Which I'm shocked that hockey wasn't number one. But yeah, you know. But when it comes to none of those things are easy. When it comes to football, basketball, those are more translatable than the other sports. So I think it's easy for those two guys to be able to kind of replace each other, but kind of play each other's sports. The other sports, the boxing, hockey, like that stuff, MMA fighting, that's a different conversation. I don't think that, you know, it's something that we can just like, nah, I don't think we'll be great at that at all. But you said the football, because a lot of football guys play basketball, a lot of basketball guys have grown up playing football, so a good majority of us can play each other's sports, I would say.
So, Danny, I always get fascinated when I talk to former athletes about, you know, some of the stuff that they enjoy away from their craft. And I know when you were a member of the Raptors, getting to know a little bit of you away from the court and away from the game of basketball, you're a guy that I believe you own a snake. You love reptiles. You love pets. How did you develop that passion for reptiles? And like, I hate snakes and I have a fear for them, but I'm interested to hear how, you know, you were connected to that sort of, you know, passion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you fear what you don't know, you know, and I think the more you learn about an animal, the less you fear them, you know, the more you interact with things, you know, wow. They say that, you know, people that, I guess, face their fears are the ones, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess you're
yes.
Heights, you know, you should probably try to bungee, like, you know, they say face them head on and you kind of realize like they're not that scary, especially as you get older. But I used to own snakes, yes. I had two, and I actually lost them. They had passed when I left Toronto. So the one that I had the longest,
man.
Her name was Jade. I had her for like 11, 12 years at a time, and I had to leave without her. It was just harder to get her across the border. You know, get her into the country wasn't as tough as it was getting her back, you know, out or back into my country. It was just taking longer paperwork, and I had somebody watching over her, and yeah, she passed. So did the other one, little guy. He was a baby, though. He was younger. But I developed a passion to my uncle. You know, I developed a lot of things for my family. You know, different parts of my family. My grandmother was a huge, huge advocate for all animals. She loved animals. So she always had a lot in her house. So I probably got used to animals. My uncle had different types of pets in there. My cousin had different types of pets in there. So, yeah, I developed an interest in snakes. I would say passion. But the reason why I got them is because they're easy. Reptiles are just easier than mammals.
Right.
You know, when you're traveling a lot, if you're a single man, you don't have a girlfriend. At the time when I got her, I didn't have a girlfriend. Like, I wasn't married or girlfriend, no kids or nothing like that. So, you know, I was in college when I got her. Some guys could afford to get mammals or have people help them watch their dogs or cats or whatever. I didn't have those resources, so...
Snake it was.
When they're babies. Yeah, snake it was. Reptiles are easy. And I think when I was in Carolina, like turtles were, I don't think they were illegal at the time. They might not have been illegal, but so snakes are easy. So when they're babies, ultimately you only have to feed them like once a week, which is pretty easy. And they get older, it's every 2 weeks. And then at the time that she got full grown, it was like once a month, once every 2 months, month and a half, 2 months. She can go months without eating. So I could travel as long as she had water and heat. It was just easy for me to maintain that type of pet than it was a mammal when I was kind of by myself at a younger age. But now that I'm older, I have more support. I have two dogs,
nice.
No more normal pets, and babies, the kids now, so I don't know if I'll go back to the reptile family. I do enjoy them. I may go back, but I said I like all animals, and this is something I picked up from my grandmother.
Awesome, buddy. Awesome.
Danny, amazing to have you back on the show. You evoke such great memories us here in Toronto. Hopefully you make a return. Any plans to visit the Six in the summer? What's going on there?
Yeah, that's the hope. I hope so. I try to visit the city every year if I could. Love it, miss it. Obviously things are a little different since COVID, but it's still home. They treat you very well. Like you said, they show a lot of love. And I try to get back as often as I can. So we'll see if I can get there. I hope I can.
Danny, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Have a good one, buddy. Take care.
That's Danny Green, NBA and TNT analyst, host of Inside the Green Room. A lot of wise advice there from Danny Green, not only with regards to, you know, reptiles and having them, but, you know, the more you interact with something, the more comfortable you are with that interaction, right? It's like me talking to women at bars. I don't do it nearly enough, clearly. That was the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, what is he saying here? Interesting. Yeah. We'll be back to wrap up a very busy Thursday morning edition with my FanDuel Best Bets on the other side. You're listening to First Up.